Very good afternoon, everybody. At the outset, I would like to acknowledge how important this opportunity is to have a dialogue with the committee. It's important for transparency, accountability, and we do hope that this will improve the implementation of the covenant. The Attorney General's office, according to the Constitution, is the legal representative of the state. This means we represent Honduras in the Inter-American system as well, because it's in this context that I will refer to two issues which have been raised by committee members. So firstly, on non-discrimination and violence. You have requested information about the prevalence of different kinds of violence against women, and the committee has also requested disaggregated data referring to offences against vulnerable groups of women, LGBTQI communities, Afro-Hondurans, indigenous peoples, women, children, inter alia. So with regard to this, in the framework of the ruling handed down by the Inter-American Court on Human Rights on the Vicky Hernandez case, we're currently implementing a project called the Vicky Hernandez and Other Rulings Against Honduras Concerning Violence Against the LGBTQI plus Community. This is a project which is being funded by the Spanish International Cooperation Agency, and it is being implemented by the Attorney General's office. The aim of this project is to design and implement a data collection system on violence against the LGBTIQ plus community, so that we have prevalence patterns of discrimination against this community, and then we will disaggregate the data by community, ethnic group, religious belief, state of health, age, and the social and economic status, and also the migratory status. This started in early 2023 and will last 3 years. We're currently taking institutional diagnosis. Currently, in the Security Ministry, we're trying to identify information trends and the challenges in collecting reliable, high-quality data concerning the prevalence of crimes and the reaction by police forces. Secondly, following up on what the representative of the National Congress has already said, I'd like to refer to a bill in Congress on the security doctrine, and this is being driven by family members of disappeared persons. It's currently under debate at parliamentary committee before being submitted to the plenary, where it will be debated on and voted on. In the wake of this, the Human Rights Ministry issued its opinion on the alignment of the bill with international human rights instruments in order to ensure that the bill meets international standards and also to meet the Herminio Garcia case ruling on Honduras points 2 and 14. So this covers an important point that there will be a national policy on historic memory, and secondly, that the state will implement a policy on archives and sites of human rights violations.